Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As a senior vice president of business development for the Detroit Lions, Kelly Cazole sees firsthand the stamina and drive it takes pro athletes to perform on the field. Now she's using a similar discipline and focus to help her five-year-old daughter, Morgan, who's been diagnosed with an extremely rare and progressive disease most commonly found in females.
The disease is BPAN, which stands for beta propeller protein associated neurodegeneration. It's kind of a mouthful, but it is a neurodegenerative disease. So it's a genetic disease that's on the X chromosome, which that means it impacts mostly girls. And unfortunately, the boys usually don't survive or they're really severely impacted with the disease. It's also progressive, which means later on in life, Morgan could get Parkinson's, dementia, dystonia, which I had to Google dystonia. Dystonia is when all of your limbs contract, and sometimes it can be so forceful that actually bones break. Her life will end early. So right now she's impacted with seizures, global delays, a host of other things that really make it tough for her to really do even the basic things like eat, go to the bathroom, things like that. So she works really hard to gain those skills and then eventually will lose all of those in early adolescence or early adulthood.
Let's go back a little bit. Do you have any other children?
Morgan is our second child. We have a son, Connor, who just turned 8. Actually, he turns 8 on the day before Rare Disease Day. And Morgan was born healthy, no problems early on. You know, she was a term baby. So early on, there were not a lot of issues. I think now looking back, like we were in the doctor's office, she would get a shot and she wouldn't cry and, oh, wow, isn't that great? But kids with BPAN actually have a high pain tolerance for some of the things that they'll experience in their life. So it took us a while to figure out what was going on with Morgan. You know, parents' kind of intuition, we always knew something was wrong, and she started missing milestones pretty early, around 9 months. And then around 12 months, as she's kind of stumbling and not speaking, we took her to so many different doctors, received all sorts of misdiagnoses, and then it took us about 4 years to get the diagnoses of BPAN. And obviously that was devastating to hear that. And there's no cure. And then when we're in the doctor's office, there's no cure, no therapy. There wasn't a lot of options for us to help her.
So you started a foundation. Why did you start it? What's the goal?
Well, when you hear as a parent that there's no cure, really nothing you can do for your daughter, they told us to go to the BPAN Facebook website. So obviously we went there. We talked to there's some doctors in Oregon that are familiar with the disease. But really after that, there were no options. There's no research being done. Like, how is this possible? I was very naive to really rare diseases in general, and only having 500 people that have this disease. There's no pharmaceutical companies working on it. So after we were in a bit of denial for a little bit, my husband and I, after that, quickly decided we need to do something. So we formed a nonprofit organization that is called Don't Forget Morgan. And we are set up to accept donations, and all of those donations would go to research. Specifically, the first thing we want to fund is a mouse model, which I'm learning all about the medical community and what kind of steps are needed to be taken. And we're working with a scientist at Stanford University in South Dakota, and that's our first. We want to raise money to get this mouse model going.
It must have been devastating for you and your husband to hear this diagnosis.
It was, because the process of this is really, you know, that those kind of 4 years of not knowing what's wrong with your daughter. You know, when we did, you know, we learned that she was having seizures. Well, they didn't know how long she was having these seizures, so it's devastating that I didn't find this out for my daughter, because now she's on medicine to help that. But once you hear that diagnosis, we were just, I think, numb in the office. And really just didn't know what to do. We didn't tell a lot of people, and you just can't believe that this is the fate, you know, for this precious little girl who is just has a joy for life. And, you know, we learn every day how to really, you know, try to be more positive. She loves us so much. She hugs strangers. You know, she just doesn't have any of those, you know, things that maybe you gain as you grow older, where you're more reserved. She's just the most loving, kind child. So we want to do whatever we can take, whatever we need to do to save her life.
Have you met any other parents of children with BPAN?
I have. There's actually only 4 people in Michigan. So I've connected with another parent who actually they both work over at the University of Michigan. So we're trying to talk to see how we can collaborate and get the awareness out for BPAN. I'm working with a couple other moms. One has also started a nonprofit called BPAN Warriors, where she's also an advocate for the parents and for doctors, because even the medical community, the knowledge is very limited for them to be able to provide proper care for, you know, these few kids in the world that have the disease. So I'm working with a couple moms. It really is what you're forced to do when it's a rare disease, because if no one's working on it, you're forced to do something about it.
Tell us a little bit. You said she's so loving and she hugs people. Tell me a little bit about Morgan. What do you want people to know about her?
She really is just such a joy. She, in her pre-K class, all the kids love Morgan. They all want to hug Morgan because she is such a hugger. She just always has a smile on her face, and just a real joy for life, even with, you know, all the challenges she has. A lot of kids with BPAN can't sleep through the night, so she's up a lot during the night. There's all these, you know, different things that she's not able to do, but we really focus on the positive of what she is able to do. And she just, you know, loves her family, loves her brother, and she's just such a special little girl.
Well, she's lucky to have you in there fighting on her behalf. Is there anything else that you want to add that's important that I didn't ask?
I think just that if anyone listens to this, if viewers could go to our website, which is don'tforgetmorgan.org, in recognition of Rare Disease Day, which is February 29th, we're hopeful that people will hear Morgan's story and help her and all these other kids that are suffering with BPAN, so that we can really make a difference in their lives. It's obviously close to my heart. The Lions have been so gracious to allow me to have some of the staff members here help me with this launch. They helped me create the website. You know, the Detroit Lions are posting on social media. Some of our players have decided to post. So it's so exciting that I work for a company that has really embraced this and helped me.
To learn more, go to don'tforgetmorgan.org. Dr. Deanna Lites, WWJ News Radio 950.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.